Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
For the 132nd time on this program since April 2017, folks, it is time for the Destination Spotlight, as today we're going to check in at Newport, Rhode Island, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Some of you listening right now who booked the Seabourn Cruise with us that's coming up in October, you all received your Travel Pro Luggage about a week ago or so now. We've enjoyed hearing from some of you about how much you're loving it, and we're all going to be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, folks, we say it over and over again, it's quality luggage. Platinum Elite is how we travel, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save 30% during their September sale. There's also, as always, a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, up to a place known as the sailing capital of the world and the city by the sea, where Discover Newport CEO Evan Smith is holding to join us on air.
Evan, how are you, my friend? Nice to be reconnecting. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the opportunity to reconnect with you great travel ambassadors.
Well, appreciate it. So, you know, Evan, every one of us knows about our home city of New York or Orlando or Vegas or Nashville, maybe Miami when they're, you know, you're planning a trip. But then there are places like Newport that absolutely deserve a visit. As you well know, Newport is hands down one of our favorite places in the country. We did the Let's Go America tour there in June of 2021. That was well received, and we certainly showcased a good cross-section of the area. The program then was heard on about 470 weekly stations. We now have over 585, almost 590 as part of our network. So I want you to share with us some of the latest additions to Newport, and how was your summer season this year?
Newport, Rhode Island had a fantastic summer season. The weather here in New England has been fantastic, and so we've really enjoyed a strong recovery from the horrible COVID days. And so there's been a nice resurgence in travel for us, which is wonderful. And we really enjoyed showcasing our fabulous architecture and people coming to see the Newport mansions. Lots and lots of people coming up for numerous special events during the summer. And, of course, we're offering plenty of special events this fall. Of course, every year you try to offer something new or refresh your destination profile. And this year we've just opened up a new aquarium in Newport, which is wonderful. A lot of our hotels have been renovated and looking very fresh. And so right at the moment, the destination is sparkling and looking really good. And of course, the fall travel season can't be beat.
No, that is a fabulous time to be in New England and definitely in Newport. So there are many things that attract us to Newport, certainly the food, and you do have the Taste of Newport coming October 27th. The food's terrific. We love the water. You have a great collection of museums. You just said you have a new aquarium. Of course, the mansions, tennis, boats, maritime culture. We often tell people who ask us that Newport's a place for couples, families, solo travelers, young, old, anyone in between. Any thoughts on the diversity of what's offered?
I think we've worked really hard on trying to diversify our product offering so that we became more than just a destination for couples. So we worked really hard to create experiences for multi-generational families, single-parent families, and this year we're offering in November a Newport Pride event. We're trying to offer something for everybody, and I give kudos to all of our alliance partners because they are the ones that come up with the innovations and energy and passions to present this all to the traveling public.
You know, I'm going to say, Evan, one of the things that we find about Newport, I mean, as you just mentioned, you've seen a lot of change and growth, and I know you've been in your position there, I think, since the 90s and so forth. But what we love about it is the area also has a lot of consistency that helps keep things familiar. So what are some things that you're enjoying maybe there today that you could have easily enjoyed 20 or 30 years ago?
So when people think of Newport, they think of a quintessential seaport community. And so they're coming down to get the lobster roll. They're coming down to get the chowder. They want to get on the water and enjoy a harbor cruise. People have long known about the extraordinary architecture here in the Gilded Age and coming to see the mansions. So many people have a familiarity. It's not necessarily the newest destination for many people, but what we want to do is give them reasons to come back again, to get reconnected with the destination. We, sitting in the Northeast, we're within four-hour drive of 10% of the American population. So 30 million Americans can get here in 4 hours. And so we want to message those folks and say, look at how much we've expanded our menu and look at how many fun things there still are to do here.
Evan, last question from us today. What's something that you say first-time travelers to Newport must experience to really feel like they visited your area?
So there's two or three. Number one, they should really see one of the Newport mansions. Number two, they should walk the cliff walk and enjoy that incredible viewscape of that pathway. Number three, I think they should take a harbor cruise to understand the nautical and marine history of this city. After that, the menu gets pretty broad, pretty
yes,
fast.
<it does. laughs>
but the nice thing is that about Newport is there's so much to do in such a compact area.
Well,
but a mansion, the cliff walk, and a harbor cruise.
All right, that's
all
great.
Right.
And I want to give the website right now before we run out of time, discovernewport.org. Discovernewport.org, folks. You can go find all the information and plan your own trips. Evan, really appreciate the check-in. Give our best to Catherine and the team, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, you guys are the best. You're super good at what you do. Keep rocking and rolling, man.
Thank you.
Keep going, because you're telling a great story about the travel experience. And
well, thank you.
I, for one, am a big fan.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Evan.
The best to you.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stay well.
Yep, you too. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Okay. Cheers.
All right, well, there goes Evan Smith, Newport, folks. Listen, just go enjoy Newport, okay? The City by the Sea is how we're going to wrap hour one of the show today. Hour two will kick off in about 7 minutes, so thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.